Online job postings in BC have fallen steadily through most of 2023, signaling an ease in the tightness of the province's labor market, according to a new report. The Canadian Hiring Index released last week by the Conference Board of Canada showed job postings in BC have been rising since the pandemic and reached a peak in late 2022, followed by a continued decline. Although August saw a slight increase in job postings in BC compared with July, the year-over-year number dropped by 15% and was in line with pre-pandemic levels at 40,808 job postings. Declining labor market tightness suggests that finding workers is becoming less of a challenge. At the same time, wage growth is decelerating, slowly but surely, reads the think tank's report. The report noted that while tightness in BC's labor market is easing, talent acquisition and retention may remain challenging as the province historically has one of the tightest labor markets in the country. Housing affordability is a significant challenge in many parts of BC and acts as a push factor to an increasingly mobile labor force as well as would-be international and interprovincial migrants, the report states. Lower hiring activity is also translating into weak employment growth, particularly in construction and in-person services in the province, according to the report. Meanwhile, the total number of job postings across Canada increased in August after 4 months of decline. All provinces except Newfoundland and Labrador, and Saskatchewan saw fewer job postings compared with a year ago. Job postings were down more than 10% annually nationwide among most occupations. The only occupation category that saw an annual increase in job postings was education, law, social, community and government services, which remained close to the peak recorded in spring 2022. Manufacturing and utilities, -33%, natural and applied sciences, -24%, sales and service, -18%, and trades, transport and equipment operators, -18%, experienced the biggest declines in national job postings. Given our near-term forecast of slowing economic growth, we do not expect to see a sustained rebound in labor demand until economic conditions brighten, reads the report.